Preparing for Bucky to show up.
Overrated or properly rated?
Oh, this experience?
Tradition, yeah.
It's
worth it.
It's a banger.
I agree.
It is an absolute banger.
Yes. Let's keep it going.
We could.
I've been to Madison once and got to see it. And
did you get beat up?
No, I didn't.
Although
I was.
Did a Jokic brother come and just pop you?
Come over the stand or the seats and just.
How crazy do you have to beat up?
That was an impressive
challenge.
Yeah.
One of his brothers.
Mongrel
guys are
blood.
Psycho.
I'd
yes.
be like, guys, I want to
see his
you guys
reach
a beer.
On that, too. His reach, my gosh, he could have gotten the two rows in front of him.
I mean, can we also talk about the dude that took the punch? I mean, he's
yeah,
in there.
Just went,
it's an angry right city back. After those Broncos uniforms were released, so I get it.
I wouldn't tussle with that guy. No assault in Madison. I just kind of sat back. I was more neutral colors anyway.
Were you told what to eat?
So you went to a Nebraska game and you wore neutral colors?
Well, it was really, really cold.
Did you change your license plate when you went to a Colorado Nebraska game in the 90s? When you got
no.
to the border?
I didn't. The only time I went to Nebraska, Colorado, I didn't drive. So, didn't have to.
I had a piss bomb thrown on me at Colorado one time.
I didn't have one thrown. Oh, yeah, because you were doing sidelines, weren't you?
Yep.
I didn't have one thrown at me, but I did see them in 20-ounce Mountain Dew bottles.
See, I knew those were Mountain Dew. During the holidays, that's not very festive. That's actually mean.
And they wonder why kids go into the portal from Boulder. John writes in,
it's friendly fire.
Now that Reggie Bush has gotten his Heisman back, some sports wrongs have been righted recently.
Yeah.
So Reggie Bush is going to get his Heisman back, according to ESPN.
Even though we were told he never won it.
Terry writes into the Equitable Bank inbox, Fox needs to reinstate Reggie on their big nude set. He had more intelligent things to say than the SEC homer they replaced him with. Fix that wrong as well. So
Terry's not wrong.
Nick Saban joins Game Day in the fall. They'll still have McAfee.
Yeah.
Still
forever.
Have Corso, Herb Street, everybody's friend in Nebraska, Desmond.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reese. Am I missing anybody? Jenna Sims. I think that's kind of their whole crew.
Yeah.
You still got Brady Quinn, Mark Ingram, Matt Leinart, who's by his oldest son is a hooper. Keep an eye on him in Southern California. And then you have Urban.
Yep.
Oh, and Rob Stone, who I think does a nice job as a host.
I agree.
Really, really, really good on soccer. Could you, they got rid of Woodson and Bush. Is there a spot to bring Reggie Bush back? Wasn't it a contract thing as well? He wanted a little bit more money, and so they balked at it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is what it is. It wasn't because, hey, you know what? We just found out you didn't win the Heisman Trophy. The Mark Ingram, Dion love, because it felt like Big Noon was at Boulder pretty much the entire season. It got a little obnoxious. I know a lot of people got in on it, but the Mark Ingram, he didn't want to let it go. There was a lot of Dion love, a lot of prime love. When they all busted out the blenders, they're all very excited about that. I wouldn't mind seeing Reggie Bush over Mark Ingram. That's just me. I'd like to watch Mark Ingram or Reggie Bush play more so than I would have Mark Ingram. So I don't know what that does for his spot on the table there.
Have you run across anybody of late that is still having reservations about Dylan Raiola being the number one quarterback in Nebraska?
It's gotten a lot more quiet. Early on, there was the, quote, competition.
Wait a minute. Shouldn't it not just be quiet? Shouldn't it just be over?
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. I haven't heard about the let me say this. I haven't heard about
it's
the
over,
competition.
Folks. It's over.
The competition.
It's over, and it's an okay thing. It's okay to embrace it. Okay, I told you to put your whole body in the hokey pokey circle.
And then shake it all about.
Yeah, and hopefully you're shaking in a good way.
Shaking with excitement. That's what you do in the hokey pokey. Don't shake out of fear or out of anxiety or anything.
My man's
wrong.
OC yesterday said he was out there acting like he was a third grader at recess.
Pickup game.
Lice.
we think of the fun stuff of
and Jimmy goes to
Foursquare and tetherball, and Jimmy goes lice.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of that first whopper that I hit in kickball. I was like, damn, I got a leg. And then Jimmy's bringing us back down to reality with lice.
So how this has played out is they've actually played it really well because they created competition. There still is competition. It has made everybody in that room better. But it just comes back to the reality of you have a special, special player that can be even more special that I think at this early stage is everything as advertised. So don't have a hesitation. You don't have to drink the Kool-Aid. Don't drink the cyanide. Just, you know what? Have a nice sip and just embrace that Nebraska has the most important position on the field figured out. And they're going to have, and I don't want to say, I think Rhule used two things that I was like, He said, do we have a quarterback that looks like a Big Ten quarterback? And I want to say, hold on a little bit. Big Ten hasn't been known for the quarterbacks. And this year, the best quarterbacks actually will be, the two best quarterbacks will be two teams jointly. Dylan Gabriel and Will Rogers, I think, are the, and then Will Howard is in there. Oh, by the way, portal guys that are going to be the top quarterbacks. Now, Rhule loves Dylan Gabriel. Absolutely loves Dylan Gabriel. So he looks at Dylan Gabriel and goes, man, that's how a Big Ten quarterback should look. Mm-hmm. So he's saying that about his quarterback. But I love something. I didn't bring it up yesterday on the show. He snuck this in there, and it's something I've been looking for in spring. When you face adversity, when you have been so good, and things have at times come really easy, even though they're not, what happens when you get a curveball? When you've been sitting on fastball and nobody that pitches to you knows how to throw a breaking pitch, and it's just fastball, 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 and you're doing, 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 doing. Somebody throws you a curveball and you're way out on your front foot and it looks terrible, and the catcher catches it in the opposite batter's box, and you're like, whoa. He said something about Dylan that just reiterates that it's okay to put the whole body into the hokey pokey circle. He said he handles frustration well. I thought that was a great line and an observation from his head coach, who they have put these guys in stressful situations, and they've all kind of got passing grades, and the main guy has got the biggest passing grade. I feel like I got to do this every day until we get to UTEP or there's an official announcement, if there's any hesitation. QB1, over. Over. Over, and it's an okay. Okay thing. Over. Over.
Do you feel like people have to... I don't think you're going to get any disagreement out of anybody on that. But I feel like people continue to bring up the competition. I always wonder if that's to be courteous to the other guys involved. And I'm not saying we're patting Danny Kalen and Heinrich Harburg on the head, because it's important with the development and what they're going through from a competitive environment. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between a true quarterback competition and that position being competitive. And that's where I think when people start talking about competition, you gotta specify, are you talking about you believe there's a quarterback competition, or you believe that that position is very competitive? And so I'd reiterate your point. I like that you've seen a lot of good things out of Danny Kalen. I like that you've seen Heinrich Harburg with the experience and just the overall size that he brings, that he's at least able to do some things under Glenn Thomas in another year of getting more reps than he ever has before this coaching staff came on. Those are all great things for the future of that position and for the depth of that position. But there was something else that I kind of, again, admired Dylan and the way that he's handling things based on what Marcus Satterfield talked about. And you mentioned how he was really loose and like he was at recess on Saturday.
My man said he was like a third grader at recess.
Yeah.
But all I can think of is the St. Pius X playground, just all this noise.
You're going to hear that today in a few hours, actually.
That's true.
But Satterfield also brought up that they told Dylan Raiola that people are going to pick up on your energy level. People are going to feed off your energy level, meeting your own teammates. And I've wondered that from day one, the type of position that Dylan Raiola feels, because it always seems like in the clips that we've had a chance to see, that he's very engaging with even the most veteran of vets on that team. But yet you're still a true freshman. That's where I don't know how Dylan Raiola, if you get him away from all of it, how he truly feels knowing, you're a true freshman, but you're not the same type of true freshman that most come in, because there are expectations on you. You're very well known, not just to this state, but also to that roster. And so I feel like Dylan he's different with his ability, his skill set, obviously, but I think also his presence is so much more different than what you would see any other incoming true freshman, because you know what he represents. But then you watch him play. If you're a teammate now of Dylan Riley and you're watching the way that he's performing, you're thinking, this kid ain't a freshman.
All three quarterbacks are better than they were the last time they played in a game where the scoreboard was on and there were stakes involved.
And that's you can ask for, right?
That is one of the better developments of spring football at Nebraska.
Yep. I think that's all you can ask for right now. But I also think for Dylan Riley, if you go into the fall and you're not carrying yourself like a freshman, you're carrying yourself like a vet because you know you've got the respect of all of those guys and you have that quarterback swag, that starting quarterback swag in there too, that's where you think this thing continues to go to another level. Because I don't envy him in that situation where you feel like, should I be checking myself because I'm not quite there yet? I haven't played a college football game, but then you have your coaches, hey, your energy is gonna impact this team too.
Freshman quarterbacks play around the country.
Sure,
I'm not limiting anything. I mean, you got the highest profile recruit you've ever gotten. If you believe in him, he plays, okay? And if he believes in himself, he plays and he proves everybody why he got the ring. There's even though they've done a good job of not making him the focal point,
yeah,
a ton of pressure on that kid.
Absolutely,
he's carrying kind of the weight of the program probably in his mind, and they're like, no, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
We're building around you. There's an immense amount of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just every day somebody says something that I go ding ding ding, and it just goes, it's okay. It's okay to lean in. Everybody's going to be annoyed that people around here are going to be excited about a kid that hasn't started a game at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Well, screw you. You're getting Deacon Hill. Nebraska's getting a 5-star kid, okay? That's life. But there's also the caveat is there's going to be a patch where he's going to struggle. And that's where when I hear his head football coach say, mm-hmm, he's handled frustration well, I'm listening.
Yep.
Because there's going to be a stretch where he's going to have a bad game. And it's going to probably be a really bad game. And you're going to be like, whoa. Yeah. That freshman do those things. Man, that was some bad decision making. He's going to have that. What's his bounce back?
Yeah, that's the ultimate growth right there.
So, you know, and all three quarterbacks will get a chance to show off. I'm sure they will gear it a little bit to let them show off on Saturday. And be waiting for Big Red spring game overreaction.
Tune in Monday.
The great thing about it is it's not just like a 2-hour or 3-hour show. It's like a 4-month show.
Yep, it sure is.
Yeah. Frankie Fiddler's coming up at the top of the hour. Josiah Doetzler, great spot for him. He's at SLU, picks St. Louis. And they're ready to pop down there with a brand new head coach and director of recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Boots. Former director of basketball operations for Omaha.
Yeah.
He's now the director of recruiting. It's like
heard that name for a while.
It's like his sixth job in the last 3 years.
Yeah,
as he's bouncing all over the country. But Josiah, that's a great spot for him. Now you have Frankie Fiddler is committed to Michigan State. Chucky Hepburn is done. And of four guys. If you had to tell me the four guys that were in the portal from Bellevue West, all guys that will make an impact this upcoming year,
mm-hmm,
that the one that has the best chance of staying in state would be William Kyle, I'd have been like, ah! And I think that's how it's going to play out. Frankie's coming up at the top of the hour. Brandon Vogel as well from counterread.com on 1620 The Zone.